This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. India is ready Wednesday to become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole, days after a Russian probe crashed in the same region. The latest attempted moon landing is a historic moment for the world's most populous nation, as it rapidly closes in on milestones set by global space powers, joining the United States, Russia, and China as the only other nations to land on the moon. More on this from Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
The Chandrayaan-3 lander is about the size of an SUV. If it lands successfully, explorers will spend 2 weeks running experiments, including analyzing the mineral composition of the moon's surface. India's previous attempt to land on the lunar south pole failed in 2019. Its lander and rover were destroyed in a crash near where the Chandrayaan-3 will attempt to touch down.
Chandrayaan, which means mooncraft in Sanskrit, is scheduled to touch down shortly after 6 p.m. India time, that is 12:30 GMT. Russia targeted Ukrainian ports in the southern Odessa region and the Danube River area in overnight drone attacks, setting at least one grain storage facility on fire. Ukraine's military and local authorities said on Wednesday the attacks were Russia's latest on port infrastructure on the Danube, which Ukraine uses to move grain to Romania. Polls have opened in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa seeks a second term and final term in the country with a history of violent and disputed votes. These are second general elections since the ouster of longtime repressive ruler Robert Mugabe. This is VOA News. Police in the Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea have been authorized to use lethal force in response to tribal violence that has killed dozens of people in recent weeks. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Fighting between tribes in Papua New Guinea's northern Enga province has left up to 70 people dead in the past month, according to police. A special police unit has been mobilized in response. It's been given the authority to shoot to kill if confronted by armed gangs, although rights groups are worried these powers might be too broad and affect farmers, for example, who have a legitimate reason for carrying firearms. Prime Minister James Marape has described the unrest as domestic terrorism. He told reporters Tuesday that when Parliament next convenes in October, he would seek to amend the Tribal Fight Act to impose life prison sentences on people convicted of starting tribal violence. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A development in the criminal case against former U.S. President Donald Trump for hoarding classified documents. The U.S. Justice Department says a witness in the case has retracted prior false testimony. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The witness is said to have provided new information that implicated the former president. The information from the witness, a Trump staffer identified only as the Director of Information Technology at Mar-a-Lago, was presented to prosecutors weeks before Special Counsel Jack Smith secured an updated indictment accusing Trump and two others in a plot to delete surveillance video of the Florida property. Prosecutors said in the latest court filing that the witness told a grand jury in Washington in March that he could not recall any conversation about the security footage. He allegedly retracted the statement after being told he was a target and getting his own attorney. Norman Hall, Washington.
The final preparations to discharge wastewater from the crippled Fukushima power plant in Japan began Wednesday, a day before the scheduled release into the Pacific Ocean. Tokyo had announced on Tuesday that the operation into the Pacific would begin on Thursday, prompting an angry response from China and partial import bans on Japanese seafood by Hong Kong and Macau. The operator of the plant, TEPCO, said Tuesday it has diluted a cubic meter of wastewater with around 1,200 cubic meters of seawater and allowed it to flow into position in a pipe. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman.